Gangi Chimni Chavakodavari Saru Narmadi Sundakaveri Chalesman Sunnidham Kuru. Kesha Narayan Madhava Vishnamurti. Shira Hishikesha Padman. Om Shuklam Bhararam Vishnum Shashivaram Shum. Prasanna Vararam Dhyayet Sarva Vigno Prashante Om Bhur. Om Namo Pata Smasta Dida Dikshaya Dwara Shri Paramesha Pityartam Shri Paramesha Prasada Sadyartam Shri Paramesh Prasadat Sarvajananam Dharmartakama Moksha Sidyartam Sarvajananam Cha Chemastarya Vidya Vidya Ayurarogya Sidyartam Sarva Bhishtatam Sidyartam Praptyartam Habivridyartam Cha Iyam Shri Sadguru Pujam Karishyamaha. Recite with me, please. Om Ishvaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine Vyoma Vadvyapta Dehaya Dakshina Murtaye Namaha. Om Shri Sadguru Bhyo Namaha. Shri Sadgurum Dhyayami Hasman Bimbe Shri Sadgurum Avahayami Om Nam Shri Sadguru Bhyo Namaha Asanam Samsthapayami Om Shri Sadguru Bhyo Namaha Padayoho Padyam Samarpayami Om Shri Sadguru Bhyo Hastayoho Hargyam Samarpayami Om Shri Sadguru Bhyo Achamaniyam Samarpayami Om Shri Sadguru Snanam Snapayami Punarachamaniyam Samarpayami Om Shri Sadguru Bhyo Vastratam Abharanartam Cha Pushpani Samarpayami. We'll begin with worshipping Puja Swamiji with the Ashtotra Shata, the 108 names. We can recite together. I'm going to make the pitch just a little bit higher. Please match my pitch. Om Sadgurave Namaha Om Hajnana Nashakaya Namaha Om Adambhine Namaha Om Hadvaita Prakashakaya Namaha Om Hanapekshaya Namaha Om Hanasuyave Namaha Om Anupamaya Namaha Om Abhaya Pradatre Namaha Om Hamanine Namaha Om Ahimsa Murtaye Namaha Om Ahaitukadaya Sindhave Namaha Om Ahankara Nashakaya Namaha Om Ahankara Vajitaya Namaha Om Acharyendraya Namaha Om Atma Santushtaya Namaha Om Hanandamurtaye Namaha Om Arjavayuktaya Namaha Om Huchitavache Namaha Om Hutsahine Namaha Om Udasinaya Namaha Om Uparataya Namaha Om Haishwarya Yuktaya Namaha Om Kritakrityaya
शिवाय नमः। ॐ क्षमावते नमः। ॐ गुणातीताय नमः। ॐ चारुवाग्विलासाय नमः। ॐ चारुहासाय ॐ छिन्न संशयाय नमः। ॐ ज्ञानदात्रे नमः। ॐ ज्ञानयज्ञतत्पराय नमः। ॐ तत्त्वदर्शिने नमः। ॐ तपस्विने नमः। ॐ तापहराय नमः। ॐ तुल्यनिन्दस्तु ॐ तुल्यनिन्दस्तुतये नमः। ॐ तुल्यप्रियाप्रियाय नमः। ॐ तुल्यमानापमानाय नमः। ॐ तेजस्विने नमः। ॐ त्यक्तसर्वपरिग्रहाय नमः। ॐ त्यागिने नमः। ॐ दाक्षाय नमः। ॐ दान्ताय नमः। ॐ दृढव्रताय नमः। ॐ दोषवर्जिताय नमः। ॐ द्वन्द्वातीताय नमः। ॐ धीमते नमः। ॐ धीराय नमः। ॐ नित्यसन्तुष्टाय नमः। ॐ निरहङ्काय नमः। ॐ निराश्रयाय नमः। ॐ निर्भयाय नमः। ॐ निर्मदाय नमः। ॐ निर्ममाय नमः। ॐ निर्मलाय नमः। ॐ निर्मोहाय नमः। ॐ निर्योगक्षेमाय नमः। ॐ निर्लोभाय नमः। ॐ निष्कामाय नमः। ॐ निष्क्रोधाय नमः। ॐ निस्सङ्गाय नमः। ॐ परमसुखदाय नमः। ॐ पण्डिताय नमः। ॐ पूर्णाय नमः। ॐ प्रमाणप्रवर्तकाय नमः। ॐ भाषिणे नमः। ॐ ब्रह्मकर्मसमाधये नमः। ॐ ब्रह्मात्मनिष्ठाय नमः। ॐ ब्रह्मात्मविदे नमः। ॐ भक्ताय नमः। ॐ भवरोगहराय नमः। ॐ भुक्तिमुक्तिप्रदात्रे नमः। ॐ मङ्गलकर्त्रे नमः। ॐ मधुरभाषिणे नमः। ॐ महात्मने नमः। ॐ महावाक्योपदेशकर्त्रे नमः। ॐ मितभाषिणे नमः। ॐ मुक्ताय नमः। ॐ मौनिने नमः। ॐ यतचित्ताय नमः। ॐ यतये नमः। ॐ यदृच्छालाभसन्तुष्टाय नमः। ॐ युक्ताय नमः। ॐ रागद्वेषवर्जिताय नमः। ॐ विरताखिलशास्त्राय नमः। ॐ विद्याविनयसम्पन्नाय नमः। ॐ विमत्सराय नमः। ॐ विवेकिने नमः। ॐ विशालहृदयाय ఆయ నమః ఓం వ్యవసాయనే నమః ఓం శరణాగత వత్సలాయ నమః ఓం శాంతాయ నమః ఓం శుద్ధమానసాయ నమః ఓం శిష్యప్రియాయ నమః శ్రద్ధావతే నమః ఓం శ్రోత్రియాయ నమః ఓం సత్యవాచే నమః ఓం సదామృతవర్ణాయ నమః ఓం సమచిత్తాయ నమః ఓం సమానాధికవర్జితాయ నమః ఓం సమాహితచిత్తాయ నమః ఓం సర్వభూతహితాయ నమః ఓం సిద్ధాయ నమః ఓం సులభాయ నమః ఓం సుశీలాయ నమః ఓం సుహృదే నమః ఓం కృష్ణబుద్ధాయే నమః ఓం సంకల్పవర్జితాయ నమః ఓం సంప్రదాయ విధే నమః ఓం స్వతంత్రాయ నమః శ్రీ సద్గురుభ్యో నమః ధూపం ఆగ్రాపయామి సద్గురుభ్యో నమః దీపం సందర్శయామి ధృపదీపాంతం పునరాచమనీయం సమర్పయామి ఓం ప్రాణయస్ ఓం అపానయస్ ఓం వ్యానయస్ ఓం ఉదానయస్ సమాన ఓం బ్రహ్మణే స్వాహ ఓం శ్రీ సద్గురుభ్యో నమః మహానైవేద్యం నివేదయామి పునరాచమనీయం సమర్పయామి Very good. We'll conclude our puja with the Vedic Arati. Would you stand, please? Om Rajari Rajaya Prasahya Sahinehe Namo Vayam Vaihi Shravanaya Kurmahe Same Kamam Kamakamaya Mahyam
Kameshwaro vaihi shravano dadatu kuberaya vaishravanaya maharajaya namaha om natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam nema vidyuto bhanti kuto yamagnihi tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. Om Shri Sadgurubhyo Namaha.
Om Loka Samastas Sukhino Bhavantu. Please be seated. After the program, there are flowers here. You'll be invited to come and offer flowers at the altar. On this occasion, it'll be appropriate to recite chapter 8 of the Bhagavad Gita. Akshara Brahma is the title of the chapter. The contents of the chapter primarily deal with what happens after one's death. And much of the chapter is devoted to what happens to a great saint at the time of death. We say that that great saint, as Pooja Swamiji was, attains Videha Kaivalya. Videha Kaivalya. Kaivalya means a state of oneness. Videha in the absence of a body. For an enlightened person who recognizes one's utter non-separation from Brahman, from the reality of the cosmos, even for that enlightened person, there's still one tiny impediment giving rise to the appearance of separation. Not a real separation, but an appearance of separation. What is that tiny impediment? That's right. So, at the time of death, the enlightened person loses that last, not even a real impediment, we'll call it an apparent impediment. But that apparent impediment, the body, goes away, and that saint achieves Videha Kaivalya, a state of utter non-separation, where there's not even an appearance or hint of separation. And you'll see several of the verses in this chapter refer to that condition. What we'll do is you can listen and repeat. But as you're listening, as I'm chanting, please read the translation. It's important. We should have the translation in our minds as we're reciting this. Otherwise, it loses its significance. So we want this, especially on this occasion, we want to maintain the significance. So please read the translation while I'm chanting. Listen and repeat. Arjuna vacha, kim tad brahma kim adhyatmam, kim tad brahma kim ad, kim karma purushottama, kim karma purushot, adhibhutam cha kim proktam, adhibhutam cha kim, adhidhaivam kim uchyate, adhidhaivam kim uchyate, adhi yajna katam kotra, adhi yajna katam kotra,
Dehesmin Madhusudana Dehesmin Madhu Prayana Kale Chakatam Prayana Kale Cha Nyeo Siniya Tatma Vihi Nyeo Siniya Tatma Vihi Shri Bhagavanu Vacha Shri Bhagavanu Vacha Aksharam Brahma Paramam Aksharam Brahma Svabhavo dhyatma muchyate, svabhavo dhyatma bhuta bhavod bhavakaro, bhuta bhavod bhav. Visarga karma sanyataha, visarga karma sang. Adhibhutam ksharo bhavaha, adhibhutam ksharo. Purushaschari daivatam, purushaschari. Adhi agnyoham evhatra, adhi agnyoham Dehe deha pratham vara, dehe deha pratham Antakale chamam eva, antakale chamam Smaran muktva kalevaram, smaran muktva kalevaram Yah prayati samad bhavam, yah prayati samad Yati nasyatra samshayaha, yati nasyatra samshayaha Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam, yam yam vapi smaran Thyajat yante kalevaram, thyajat yante Tam tam evaiti kaunteya, tam tam evaiti kaun. Sadatad bhava bhavitaha, sadatad bhava bhavitaha. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu, tasmat sarveshu Mamanusmara yudhyacha, mamanusmara yudhyacha. My arpitamano buddhir, my arpitamano Mame vaishyasya samshayaha, mame vaishyasya sam Abhyasa yoga yuktena, abhyasa yoga Chetasa nanya gamina, chetasa nanya Paramam purusham divyam, paramam purusham Yati parthanu chintayan, yati partha Kavim purana manushasitaram, kavim purana manushasita Anoraniyan samanusmaredyaha, anoraniyan samanusmaredya Sarvasya dhataram achintya rupam, sarvasya dhataram Aditya varnam tamasah parastat Aditya varnam tamasah parastat Prayana kale manasachalena Prayana kale manasachalena Bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva Bhaktya yukto yoga balena Bhruvor madhye pranamavesha samyaka Bhruvor madhye pranamavesha samyaka Satam param purushamupaiti divyam Satam param purushamupaiti divyam Yaraksharam veda virovaranti Yaraksharam veda virovaranti Vishanti yadyatayo vitaragaha Vishanti yadyatayo vitaragaha Yadichanto brahmacharyam charanti Yadichanto brahmacharyam Tatte param sangrahena pravakshe Tatte param sangrahena pravakshe Sarvadvarani sanyamya, sarvadvarani sanyamya Manohridi nirudhyacha, manohridi nirudhyacha Murdhyadhayatmanah pranam. Murdhyadhayatmanah pranam. Astato yoga dharanam. Astato yoga. Omityekaksharam brahma. Omityekaksharam. Vyaharan mamanu smaran. Vyaharan mamanu. Yah prayati tyajan deham. Yah prayati tyajan. Sayati paramham gatim. Sayati paramham gatim. Ananya cheta satatam. Ananya cheta. Yo mam smarati nityashah. Yo mam smarati nityashah. Tasyaham sulabha partha. Tasyaham sulabha partha. Nitya yuktasya yoginaha. Nitya yuktasya yoginaha. Mamupetya punar janma. Mamupetya punar. Dukalayam ashashvatam. Dukalayam usha. Napnuvanti mahatmanah, napnuvanti mahat. Samsiddhim paramam gataha, samsiddhim paramam gataha. Abrahma bhuvana lokaha, abrahma bhuvana lokaha. Punaravarti norjuna, punaravarti. Mamupetya tu kaunteya, mamupetya tu kaunteya. Punarjanmana vidyate, punarjanmana vidyate. Sahasrayuga paryantam, sahasrayuga. Aharyat brahmano viduhu, aharyat brahmano. Ratrim yuga sahasrantam, yatrim yuga sahasrantam, te ho ratra vido janaha, te ho ratra vido janaha, avyaktad vyaktaya sarvaha, avyaktad vyaktaya sarvaha. Prabhavantyah ragame, prabhavantyah ragame. Ratragame praliyante, ratragame tatraiva vyakta sanyake, tatraiva vyakta sanyake, bhuta grama sahevayam, bhuta grama sahev, bhutva praliyate, bhutva praliyate. Ratragame vasha artha, ratragame vasha. Prabhavatyah ragame, prabhavatyah ragame. Parasthasmatu bhavonyo, parasthasmatu bhavon. Vyakto vyaktat sanatanah, vyakto vyaktat sanat. Yassa sarveshu bhuteshu, yassa sarveshu. Nashyatsu navi nashyati, nashyatsu navi nashyati. Avyakto ksharahit yuktaha, avyakto ksharahit. Tamahu paramam gatim, tamahu paramam. Yam prapya nani vartante, yam prapya nani vartante. Tadhama paramam mama, tadhama paramam. Purusha sapara partha, purusha sapara. Bhaktya labhyastvananyaya, bhaktya labhyastvan. Yasyantasthani bhutani, yasyantasthani. Yena sarvamidam tatam, yena sarvamidam tatam. Yatra kale tvanavrittim, yatra kale tvana. Avrittim chaiva yoginaha, avrittim chaiva. Prayata yanti tam kalam, prayati yanti.
Vakshyami Bharatar Shabha, Vakshyami Bharatar Agnir Jyotiraha Shuklaha, Agnir Jyotiraha Shukla, Shanmasa Uttarayanam, Shanmasa Uttara, Tatra Prayata Gacchanti, Tatra Prayata Gacchanti, Brahma Brahma Vido Janaha, Brahma Brahma Vido Jana, Dhumo Ratristata Krishna, Dhumo Ratristata Krishna, Shanmasa Dakshinayanam, Shanmasa Dakshina, Tatra Chandramasam Jyotir, Tatra Chandramasam Yogi prapya nivartate, yogi prapya nivartate, shukla krishne gati hete, shukla krishne gati he, jagata shashvate mate, jagata shashvate, ekaya yatyana vrittim, ekaya yatyana, Anyaya vartate punaha, anyaya vartate naite sruti partha janan, naite sruti partha yogi muhyati kashchana, yogi muhyati tasmat sarveshu kaleshu, tasmat sarveshu kaleshu Yoga Yukto Bhavarjuna, Yoga Yukto Bhavarjuna, Vedeshu Yagneshu Tapasu Chaiva, Vedeshu Yagneshu Tapasu, Daneshu Yat Punya Palam Pradishtam, Daneshu Yat Punya Palam, Atyeti Tat Sarvamidam Viditva, Atyeti Tat Sarvamidam Viditva, Yogi Param Sthanam Upaiti Chadyam, Yogi Param Upaiti Chadyam, Om Tatsata, Om Tatsata, Yeti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishadsu, Yeti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishad, Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre, Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade, Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade, Brahma Akshara Brahma Yogo Nama Akshara Brahman Ashtamodhyayaha Ashtamodhyayaha. Good. Very nice, appropriate. We could chant this eighth chapter, traditionally chanted at the time of the passing of a great Mahatma like our Puja Swamiji. I have one more stotra to share with you at this time. Something I think quite delightful. We've not seen this here before. Let me get it up for you, and we will chant. Dayananda Panchakam is a stotra consisting of five verses. You can turn the backlights off also. And is the AC on at 78? Okay, very good. It'll turn on soon. This beautiful short stotra is composed by Swami Paramarthanandaji of Chennai, a very senior disciple of Puja Swamiji, and it has a wonderful meaning. So we will chant this together, and we'll also see the meaning. Panchakam means a set of five verses. It's followed by a Palashruti, a prayer verse that comes at the end. And I'm going to use the keyboard for this, make it a little bit nicer. The first verse, always smiling with eyes full of compassion, constant friend of the helpless, loved by people, well-versed in scriptures, wearing ochre robes, Swami Dayananda, my teacher, I venerate. Repeat after me, please. Sada smera vaktram kripa purna netram. Sada smera vaktram kripa purna netram. Stiram dina mitram jana priti patram. Stiram dina mitram jana priti. Suvignata shastram kshayata vastram. Suvignata shastram kshayata vastram. Dayananda rupam maracharyamide. Dayananda rupam maracharyamide. Established in Brahman, following Dharma, practicing Ahimsa, adored by students, noblest of saints, greatest of teachers, Swami Dayananda, my teacher, I venerate.
Hara Brahmanishtam Swato Dharmanishtam. Hara Brahmanishtam Swato Dharmanishtam. Ahimsaika Nishtam Swashishyai Sujushtam. Ahimsaika Nishtam Swashishyai Sujushtam. Yati nam varishtam guru nam garishtam. Yati nam varishtam guru nam garishtam. Dayananda rupam maracharyamide. Dayananda rupam maracharyamide.
Contemplating scriptures, always traveling, teaching people, raising them from suffering, establishing ashrams, worshipping his gurus, Swami Dayananda, my teacher, I venerate.
Sushasre charantam sarasan charantam. Sushasre charantam sarasan charantam. Jana bodhayantam bhavadudharantam. Jana bodhayantam bhavadudharantam. Matan sthapayantam gurun pujayantam. Matan sthapayantam gurun pujayantam. Dayananda rupam maracharyamide. Dayananda rupam maracharyamide.
Promoting the arts, remaining modest, author of books, honoring good people, removing suffering, remaining undisturbed, Swami Dayananda, my guru, I venerate.
Kalanam pracharam dhadhanam vinamram. Kalanam pracharam dhadhanam vinamram. Swayam granthakaram sathamanitharam. Swayam granthakaram sathamanitharam. Namathapaharam swayam nirvikaram. Namathapaharam swayam. Dayananda rupam maracharyamide. Dayananda rupam maracharyamide.
Always peaceful, always forgiving, always self-controlled, always truthful. Teaching Vedanta, famous worldwide. Swami Dayananda, my teacher, I venerate.
Sada shanti murtim, sada shanti murtim, sada shanti murtim, sada shanti murtim, sada danti murtim, sada satya murtim, sada danti murtim, sada satyam. Pramana pravrittim dishantam sukirtim. Pramana pravrittim dishantam. दयानन्दरूपं मदाचार्यमिदे दयानन्द मदाचार्यम.
In the Palashruti, whoever reads this hymn with a pure mind, ever engaged in the pursuit of liberation, by Guru's grace will be blessed with knowledge. Now and after death he will be eternally free.
Idam panchakam yah patet chuddha chittaha. Idam panchakam yah patet chuddha chittaha. Sada moksha marghe nitantam pravrittaha. Sada moksha marghe nitantam pravrittaha. Prasadat sushastur bhavet jnana yuktaha. Prasadat sushastur bhavet jnana yuktaha. Sajivan. Sajivan mrito va bhavet nitya muktaha. Sajivan mrito va bhavet nitya muktaha. Om Shri Dayananda Guru Bhyo Namaha. Om Shri Dayananda Guru Bhyo Namaha.
Isn't that a beautiful short hymn? Very nicely composed. All right. Is that a plane outside, or what is that? The sound. In 15 years. Huh? Is it the second mic? Can you turn that off, please? No, it's coming from this. Well then, I think I will turn this mic on. Please. Om. A little more, please. A little more, please. Okay. There are two videos to share with you today. One of the videos is of, it's actually a life of Pooja Swamiji, a biographical sketch. It's more than a decade old, but it does cover the time from his birth in Manjakudi in South India up to his formation of the AIM for Seva movement. And it's quite well done. I think you'll enjoy it. It's 9 minutes, so relax. But it's definitely, if you haven't seen it, it's definitely worth seeing. It's available on YouTube, of course. Where else? Where else would you go for a video of Pooja Swamiji? Everything is there, including Pooja Swamiji is there. So let me
get the video going for you.
No.
That's where the program goes.
Om, Om, Om. See? You just had to move the thing. I don't know what happened here. Anyway, it looks like we are working.
Bladen was sent to the district board school to complete his formal education up to the SSLC level. But with the unfortunate demise of his father, when he was just 8 years old...
Now we're ready. If this will cooperate.
Natarajan continued with his education, all the while helping with the household chores. After his schooling, it was the 15th of August. The year was 1930. The place was Manjakuri in Thanjavur district of Tamil Nadu, the southernmost state of India. The sun had risen in all splendor. The men were at work. The women were busy with their household chores. One little home wore a festive look. It was the home of Srimati Valambar and Sri Gopalayyar. Srimati Valambar had given birth to a baby boy. The couple named him Natarajan. Natarajan was sent to the district board school to complete his formal education up to the SSLC level. But with the unfortunate demise of his father, when he was just 8 years old, a significant portion of the family responsibility fell on his young shoulders. Natarajan continued with his education, all the while helping with the household chores. After his schooling, Natarajan left for Madras in search of a livelihood. Once at Madras, Natarajan made himself proficient in typewriting. He learnt journalism at the jobs he held in a weekly publication called Dharmika Hindu, run by Sri T.K. Jagannathacharya, and the Lens News Agency. Natarajan finally moved to Volkart Brothers, now known as Voltas. It was at Madras in the year 1952 that Natarajan met Swami Chinmayanandaji, a sannyasi with fire and inspiration. Inspired, he joined the Veda Pathashala to learn chanting of the Vedas. Within a year, Natarajan was fully involved with the activities of the newly formed Chinmaya Mission and was made its secretary. Natarajan had made up his mind to follow Swamiji. Natarajan, who all this while had been in search of a life that suited his spiritual quest, was given sannyasa by Swami Chinmayanandaji on Sivaratri in the year 1962. Natarajan, now ordained Swami Dayananda, moved to Rishikesh and stayed in a grass hut in Purani Jhadi. He had come to the banks of the Ganga in search of spiritual wisdom. Swami Dayananda studied the Brahma Sutra Bhashya under the guidance of Swami Tarananda Giriji. In the words of Swami Tarananda Giriji, Swami Dayananda was a very serious, attentive and alert student. Swami Dayananda stayed there for 3 years, a period of peace, tranquility and spiritual joy. Swami Chinmayanandaji's ill health did not permit him to carry on the work of the Chinmaya mission as envisioned by him. Swami Dayananda took up the task of helping his guru organize his mission and began conducting yajñas, that is, lectures on the Gita and the Upanishads, and thus inspiring the masses. These activities kept Swami Dayananda occupied until 1972. The next 2 decades were spent in traveling across the globe, covering hundreds and thousands of miles, sharing the spiritual wisdom that he gained over the years by addressing large gatherings of people and through teaching resident courses in Vedanta and Sanskritam to seekers of truth. Wherever he went, he won hearts and captured minds. People loved him for his vast knowledge of not only the Upanishads and the Bhagavad Gita, but also the religious texts and practices of other faiths, not to speak of modern literature. His penchant for speaking the truth plainly, without mincing words, made people to think of ideologies not thought hitherto. The ever-increasing number of disciples resulted into starting of the Arshavidya Gurukulam at Salersburg, USA in 1985 and at Anaikatti in Coimbatore district, India in the year 1990. Besides the one at Rishikesh, Swamiji lived at these Gurukulams for years, teaching Vedanta and Sanskritam to the seekers of truth. A spiritual genius of commanding intellect and power, Pujya Swami Dayananda Saraswati has designed and taught 7 residential courses on Vedanta and Sanskritam to students across the world from different geographical, social, religious, cultural and economic backgrounds. His mounting compassion for the people of India inspired him to initiate a movement called the All India Movement for Seva, AIM for Seva, under the auspices of the Acharya Sabha, an apex body for Hindu Dharma that comprises of almost all the important peethams and mathams in the country. The vision of AIM for Seva is to become a movement of the people, transforming and uniting the society through care that promotes self-sufficiency and maintains the dignity of those who are served. In this manner, AIM for Seva's goal is to establish social, economic and cultural strength within the country by bridging the gap between mainstream society and people living in remote areas. Swamiji ceaselessly spreads the message of Sanatana Dharma around the world to inspire humankind towards the spiritual wisdom and culture of this great ancient land. Like a master craftsman, Swamiji uses all the tools of a great teacher to transform an individual into a man of wisdom. An erudite scholar, an eminent teacher, and a versatile genius, Swami Dayananda is a saint with a multifaceted personality. A disciplinarian and an incisive philosopher, Swami Dayananda has been gifted with a sensitivity to cultural diversity, and his foresight has left even the intellectuals spellbound. His selfless love is visible in all his actions, and his boundless compassion and generosity has helped many in distress. To see him unfold the vision of the law creates a desire to worship the divine. To hear his resounding voice creates a desire to learn the Vedic mantras. To watch his composure creates a desire to have the same inner absorption. Simple and unassuming, with a radiance about him, Pujya Swami Dayananda Saraswati is indeed a personification of love, a sage of eternal wisdom, and a global messenger of peace and prosperity.
Isn't that a nice video? It was done over a decade ago. I don't know who to... I don't know which one is working now. Here. I'm not sure who to thank for putting together that nice video, but it's available on YouTube. I think the title is Swami Dayananda. Turn this microphone back on. I guess this one is making too much... Okay, louder, please. A little less. Thank you. Sorry about some problem here. You can find that video on YouTube. I think the title of it is Puja Swami Dayananda, I think is the title of that video. It's available. Now, just for just maybe 3 minutes, I'd like to share with you a clip of Puja Swami Dayananda approximately the time that I met him. This is actually a few years before. This is 1976. It's about the time, I think, Swami Pratyekbodhananda was, I think, just he was not yet an adult. He was already going to study with Puja Swamiji in Mumbai in these days. It was around 1976. And I think we've all seen him now in his latter years. It's wonderful to see him in his younger years. And you'll find such an intensity about him. Just a clip. And just to introduce the clip, you've all heard these teachings about how in sushupti avastha, in the condition of deep sleep, you are really in a condition of non-separation from Brahman. Of course, ignorance is also there, but he's talking about that ananda that's found in deep sleep and how that condition of deep sleep can help you, how understanding the experience of deep sleep can help you recognize your true nature as Satchidananda. This is about a 45-minute video. We'll just see just maybe 3-4 minutes of the video right now. Let me back it up. And we will start. Oops. My apologies.
Is it because of your intellectual accomplishments that you found yourself happy there? No. You are dead to your body, you are dead to the world, you are dead to your memories, you are dead to your knowledge. You may be a great musician, all right, outside. But then in sleep you have no music, otherwise you won't snore that way. That snoring has no pitch at all. It says, it is apashruti, it is called, shruti just keeps on changing, krrr, brrr, and all that. It has no basis. But you tell that fellow you were snoring like this, he will swear, I didn't snore. No fellow says that I snore, nobody says. Because when he snores, he is not there. And you tape record and tell that fellow, this is your snoring. Still you say, this is not my snoring, it's all confused. Well, what I say, there the musician is no more a musician. And the Shruti, the Upanishad tells, Andaha Anando Bhavati. The blind man is no more blind. There's a beauty. It's a very nice way of putting it. The blind man is no more blind. Is it not true? In deep sleep, the blind man is no more blind. That I was blind previously, I don't know that I am blind now. Because everybody else also is blind there. And thus, the blind man is no more blind. The rich man is no more rich. The poor man is no more poor. The fat man is no more fat. The lean man is no more lean. Then what is there? One experience wherein there is no duality. Advaita, this is called Advaita. Where there is no second thing at all. And thus this experience is something that gives me joy. Wherein I am with myself alone. I am not with anything else. I am with myself, even though I don't know. I am with myself. There is experience of myself in which there is a content of fullness. And this naturally therefore I love to have. And when I come back I find that fullness is not found anywhere in myself. I begin searching for it naturally. Because that is my height. I know what it is to be free from all forms of limitation. And how am I going to settle for anything less? I am not going to compromise for anything less because I have seen my height. Every individual has seen his height. Nobody is denied of this fullness. And therefore, so this fullness is not something that is apart from myself. It is the very self, that is the very nature of myself. In my life I seek ananda. because I take myself to be sorrowful. And I take myself to be a sorrowful man, I begin seeking Ananda. And Ananda is myself. What I seek is only three things. I want to live a day more. I want to get rid of ignorance. I want to get rid of dukkha, sorrow. And what I am is, I am free from the hold of time. I am free from the influence of time. I am the content of time itself, which is timelessness. And therefore, I am free from mortality. And again, I am knowledge itself, because
he just said, I am free from mortality, in his own words. It would be a good place to stop that excerpt. All right. Can we turn the house lights up, please? I hope you enjoyed those video clips. Seeing him as in his 40s in the 1970s, you can just see the intensity, the tejas of him as a young man. Wonderful. And when I met him just a few years after this time, I met him in 1981, and the beard was still dark and the energy was still very intense in that way. Nice to see that. As we continue with our program, I'm especially happy that Swami Pratyekbodhanandaji has agreed to come and join us. He's currently teaching at Arshavidya in the Poconos, and in the middle of a camp, he's agreed to come and spend some time with us here today. I was especially happy. We were together in Rishikesh just 2-3 weeks ago. We had both gone to Rishikesh to be with Pooja Swamiji in his in Pooja Swamiji's final days, and it was a very intense but special time in Rishikesh. Swami Pratyekbodhananda is a long-time disciple of Pooja Swamiji, going to meeting Swamiji and studying from Swamiji in Sandipani Sadhanalaya, the ashram in Powai near Mumbai in the 1970s when he was quite young. And literally, Pooja Swamiji's teachings have been his life. He's become a very prominent teacher. He comes every year to Arshavidya Gurukulam to teach. He also continues to teach in India and elsewhere. So I'm especially happy that Swamiji could join us today. We'll ask Swamiji to address us at this time. Please come.
ब्रह्मादिभ्यो ब्रह्म विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यो वंशर्षिभ्यो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः सर्वोपप्लवरहित प्रज्ञानगण प्रत्यगर्तो ब्रह्मैवाहमस्मि सदाशिवसमारंभां शंकराचार्यमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तं वंदे गुरु परंपरां निदये सर्व विद्यानां विषजे भवरोगिणां गुरवे सर्व लोकानां दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः. रिस्पेक्टेड स्वामीजी, I feel very good coming here. There was a sense of separation from Swamiji, and coming here and talking about Swamiji really helps me, Swamiji. I met Swamiji in 1970. Just passed my university and met him. And so I got Mantra Diksha in 72. So many years back. Even the first course has now started. I was there with Swamiji in the ashram. First course I saw, second course I saw, everything course I saw. For me, he was a fatherly figure. Father only. He shaped me. Once I went for an interview in Glaxo's. There was the problem of going. There was a problem in that company, union problem. You know, in India, union problem. Labor problem. They asked me the question about union. And whatever Swamiji has taught me about duty and right, I talked the whole thing. What is my duty is your right over me, what is your right is my duty over duty for you, like that, I went on and on. Just whatever Swamiji has taught me, I just said that. You'll be surprised I was selected. But I never joined, I joined Swamiji at the end of it. I was the only son. I asked Swamiji, I don't want to get married, I want to be with you and study. My parents also knew Swamiji very well. He said, if I don't know them, I would have taken you long back. But since I know them, you are the only son, be there. Your mother is very great devotee. She used to send food every day for Swamiji. So Swamiji gave me one mantra. You don't use that mantra, okay, it's only for me. The mantra he said, tell your mom, next year I will marry. Which never came, okay. If I had to talk 45 years associates in Swamiji, I can keep whole night here talking about Swamiji. I enjoy all the moments I had with Swamiji. And once the course was ended, one thing comes to my mind, Swamiji. First, the second course ended. I was there with Swamiji, everybody left. And Swamiji's special method, when the course comes to end, same day everybody gets out of the ashram, okay? They have brought the ticket and everybody is out. And he wants nobody there. He was there, we were there, because I am from Bombay. We were taking round in the ashram. Swamiji says, wow, what a quietude now. He said, up to yesterday, it was a Gurukulam ashrama where teaching was going on. Now teaching has stopped for time being. There are only buildings, no more ashram. You see the difference? Acharya Purva Rupam Anteva Siruttara Rupam, he said that thing. One funny thing happened. I was going to Prempuri, other place of satsang. A group approached me. We are in Sandipini. It was that time a lot of forest and quiet in the mountain the place was. Some young group, youngsters, want to come to ashram to watch they were stargazers, okay? They want to watch the star in the night. We have got a terrace. They can go up and look at. I asked Swamiji very enthusiastically. They approached me, Swamiji, shall I allow this youngster to come and stay overnight and watch the star? He said, no. I said, why, Swamiji? He said, in the beginning they will do the star watching, and young girls and boys will be watching each other afterward. Who will take care of them? Amazing answer. In ashram, anything goes wrong, I was affected because I was very attached to the ashram. Then he told me one day, people have come to me, it's my responsibility to take care of them. You don't worry, you study, that's all. Period. Like that, all the small tips plus the knowledge, I can keep talking how Swamiji unfolds, especially Karma Yoga, how he unfolds, amazing. Now, related to that association with Swamiji, I want to talk occasion today is Swamiji took Maha Samadhi just 3 days back on Wednesday. As Swamiji pointed out very beautifully, that is called as Videha Kaivalya. Person who was Jivan Mukta, once drops the body, we called him Videha Mukta. But that person was with the body also Mukta only. Sadeha Pi Mukta. Therefore, in whole world, only religion which talked about Jivan Mukta is a wise person while alive he is wise, he has knowledge, self-knowledge. But only problem with that Jivan Mukta is, yes, prarabdha, lesha is there. Karya karana sanghata is there. Body-mind complex is there. And the prarabdha karma unfolds. And he doesn't have will to do anything or change anything. Will is already negated by this self-knowledge. So he undergoes certain experiences, drishta sukha dukkha. The body undergoes some conducive situation, non-conducive situation, sometimes good bhiksha, sometimes no bhiksha. One of my teachers told me, the day you don't get bhiksha, understand that is ekadashi. Okay? Only ekadashi day you are fasting, so that fasting is ekadashi that day. Prarabdha. But that prarabdha also, when he is exhausted, that deha bhanga kale, sukshma sharira bhanga also happens. The body disintegrates. For the samsari, for the person who is ignorant, body is dropped, but soul, the sukshma sharira, keeps traveling. We are a great traveler. It goes from one body to another body. Mrityusya mrityum apnoti. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. But here is the wise person. The body, physical body, which is made of gross 5 elements, pancha mahabhuta, is merged into 5 great elements. And 5 elementals, a panchikrut pantan matra also. Natasya prana utkramanti ihai vapraviliyate. They also disintegrate. There is nothing to travel. Like you break the spot, the pot space does not even merge, it is total space. Pradipa nirvanavata. When the flame comes to end with the no more oil, how the light slowly disappears similarly, and how they travel, no, there is no travel. You can't see any trail for the wise person. And the 2 examples are given. Like the bird in the flight, in the flying bird, you don't see the trail behind it. Jalachara also, fish moves in the water, doesn't leave any trail. Wise person also, there is nothing remaining, all is gone. In reality, in India, when this nirvana happens, they celebrate for wise person. They throw the color, distribute the sweet, firecracker, music. Why? He attended what is to be attended. Totally free, he has made it. That's for Ussava. It's Ussava. Otherwise, if you don't do Ussava, drought will happen in that area. That's the thing. Vidhanam is there. Ananda. Here, as Swamiji pointed out very beautifully, prarabdha karma for wife pain is as though, that is also gone in a way. Shiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. Already Shruti has said all the karmas are gone for you. Agami, prarabdha and sanchita, all are gone for him. But as though this prarabdha karma is there. One Swami, in mentioning the name, Swami Chinmayananji, used to tell story for these three karma, sanchita, agami and prarabdha. A fellow got married in 1980, second marriage 1990, third marriage in 2000. And he died. Who will get widow first? 1980, correct? All the three will become widow immediately. Similarly, the wise person, the individuality is gone. All the three karma cannot stick to anything. But Shastra gives example, proper example. If you know Mahabharata, Arjuna Rath was turned to ashes long back. But Bhagavan kept the chariot going with his sankalpa. Every day, Bhagavan will get down first and ask Arjuna to get later on, give him hand to get out. He was the boss. Bhagavan will get down first and ask Arjuna to get down. Last day of Mahabharata, it was different. Reverse. He asked Arjuna get out of the chariot first. And then moment Lord Krishna stepped out, it caught fire and burnt out to ashes. Bhagavan says, this was long back burned down. I kept it going. Similarly, Jnanakti Dagdha Karmani. By this knowledge, even prarabdha karma for wise person is Dagdha Eva. But as though, like Arjuna's chariot, it is going on, doing a wonderful job of teaching. No two jnanis have similar prarabdha. Every jnani, every wise person has different prarabdha. Krishna bhogi, suko tyagi, nrupo janakaragavo. Vasishtyadi karmanishta. Look at the Krishna. 16,000 wives. He's a wise person. 16,008. Still more were there, not officially reported, but they were there. One day somebody asked Swamiji, how can you call him Bhagavan? He has got 16,000 wives. Bhagavan said, Swamiji said, therefore he is Bhagavan. Is it what? You have got one and both of you come for counseling every other day. He had 16,000 and kept all of them happy. He must be Bhagavan. That proves he is Bhagavan. Swami used to tell one thing. If you go to a strong person with your weak link goes with a stick, what will happen? The strong person will take your stick and beat you only. Therefore, Swami will beat the fellow with the same stick. Therefore, you have to understand Bhagavatam, what Krishna was. He is a wise person. Sukaha Tyagi. He keeps moving. Yapravrajanta anupetam petakrutyam dvaipayano virahakatara ajuhava. Yam prabrajanta manupetam apeta krityam. After birth, he immediately started walking. He is such an vairagi. Go dohana matra. By the time you milk the cow, that much time he will wait outside the house of a grahastha to take bhiksha. And his hands were the bhiksha patra. Karapatri. You eat roti and hand you wash, dish is washed. That is great vairagi, Sukadeva. Look at his prarabdha. And Janaka and Ramachandra, both are vice person, both are politician, both are king, doing their duties very well. So well, Ramo Vigrahavan Dharma, he need not follow Dharma. He is outside the Kovidi Konishedaha. He is beyond that till he follows that. This is also shown here in Gita. So each Jnani has his own prarabdha, and his previous life also is different. I'm always laughing one thing. In Rishikesh, one thing is very funny. If you are a doctor and you become a sannyasi, they will call you Dr. Swami. Can you imagine? Amazing. And doctor continues after sannyasi also. No, he's not a doctor, he's a Swami. Every Swami has different life before knowledge. What Pujya Swami Tadatmanji Maharaj showed, his life, his achievement, whatever he does, he was shining everywhere. Such a giant, intellectual giant, clarity. Somebody asked Swami Chinmayananda, Dayananda name was so popular, Dayananda Saraswati of Arya Samaja. Why did you give him again Dayananda, already popular name? He said there is no other name for him, this only name available for him. In Daya, he is so much Daya, I cannot give other name to him. And we all have experienced Swamiji's, his compassion, his love, and total help he gives all the time. Wanting nothing. Always think how I can help you. That is the thought comes to his mind when you approach him, which way I can help the person. Never to take advantage of anybody. Never possible for him. With this, such great person, when I was looking at this, Pujya Swami brought such beautiful videos here. Alas, anything we have, we always have to approach him. We know answer is there. In the ambiguity, he will give you clear answer. Now that one is gone, really. You should see in Bhagavatam, when Lord Krishna attended Mahasamadhi, he gave up the body. What happens to Arjuna, who has got all the wisdom? He also undergoes this pain, his special pain. You know person is free. Till individually you are connected, all the help you got from the person, the word thank you is not there. Only thing you can give back in the form of gratitude is continue teaching. Whatever he has given, keep teaching. And one day, one person wanted to retire. One of the Swami told Swamiji, I want to retire. And Swami Dayanji said, create one like you and retire. Okay. His answers are very beautiful. This I complete. Thank you very much, Swamiji. They give me opportunity to share my great Shraddhanjali for Swamiji. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Many, many thanks to Swami Prachakbodhananda Ji for coming, for sharing his wisdom, but his wonderful observations about Pujya Swamiji. Also thanks to Brahmachari Surya for bringing Swamiji today. In the final part of our program, we'd like to, as I said, celebrate Pujya Swamiji's life. We all mourn his loss in our own ways, but today and together we celebrate his life. So to celebrate his life means what? We all acknowledge him as a great saint, a great Mahatma. What makes him great?
Exactly what makes him great? I'm speaking like a typical Vedantin. Because when you study a Vedanta text, everything is analyzed. Analysis, analysis, lots of analysis. So here we go on a brief analysis of exactly what is it that makes Pujya Swamiji the great saint and teacher and Mahatma that he is. And I would suggest there are four things that can really, very clearly be observed that make him great. If you subtract any of the four, you'd have someone who's not him. So what are these four? Two of them come out of Upanishad. Shrotriyam, Brahmanishtam. Start with the first one, Shrotriya. These are some Vedantic terms many of you are familiar with. When we say that Pujya Swamiji was a Shrotriya, we mean to say that he was skilled in this scriptural tradition. He had studied the teachings of Vedanta in a very traditional way. Traditional way means in the original Sanskrit, and in the tradition of Sri Shankaracharya, this unbroken lineage that we have been following. And I don't even know what language to use to demonstrate how crucial it is that he was a Shrotriya. If he didn't have this scriptural background, if he didn't have this proper teaching, none of us would be here, because what he would, if in the absence of this scriptural learning, what would he have been teaching all these years? In his language, some kind of nonsense in the absence of this scriptural teaching. And I'll just give one personal anecdote to illustrate the power of his mastery over the Vedanta Shastra, over the scriptures of Vedanta. This anecdote is about the end of our three-year course in Salzburg. We had lived and studied with him, a group of 60 students. We had lived and studied with him for 3 years. In 1989, that three-year course was coming to an end. In those 3 years, we had studied Vedanta morning, afternoon, and evening for 3 hours. We would have three or four classes a day with Pujya Swamiji. Classes on Bhagavad Gita, classes on Upanishad, classes on texts of Shankaracharya and other great teachers. Now, think back to your college days. When you were in college, imagine studying in college for 3 years. Imagine having three classes a day taught by the same professor 7 days a week for 3 years. How would that be in your college days? I don't think anyone could handle that, because it would be just so painful, so difficult. Again, same professor, same subject matter, three classes a day, 7 days a week for 3 years. You would go, in American English, you'd go crazy. You couldn't handle that. At the end of our three-year course, having exactly that same experience, most of us felt that we wanted it to continue. Imagine, after 3 years of intense study, wanting that study to continue. That demonstrates the power of his teaching. If it were not so powerful, if it were not so compelling, if it were not so helpful, who would want to stay even the 3 years? Anyway, this is to illustrate one of the four elements of Pujya Swamiji's greatness, the fact that he was Shrotriya, eminently skilled in wielding the scriptures of Vedanta. By the way, on each of these four points, we could talk hours and hours, but we'll keep it very short. This is not the time for going on at great length. The second of the four, Brahmanishtha. literally means established in Brahman, established in truth, established in reality. There are many great scholars in India and elsewhere who have mastered the teachings of Vedanta and can go on teaching 3 classes a day, 7 days a week for 3 years. There are many teachers who could do that, but chances are, if you were to study with them for that length of time, it might fall flat if the teacher hadn't himself assimilated those teachings and used those teachings as they were intended to be used to discover what the ancient rishis discovered. In that brief clip from 1976, Pooja Swamiji is talking about the true self, Atma, being present in deep sleep, Sushupti Avastha. He talks about recognizing that presence as something to help us discover that inner fullness, that completeness. In casual language, we speak of that inner divinity. And we ended that clip with his statement, you discover that you are immortal. His words. He discovered that. He discovered that truth that the ancient rishis discovered. He discovered that Satchidananda Atma, that true self, that unborn, unchanging, limitless, vast consciousness, from which everything is non-separate. He personally discovered it. Having failed to make that discovery, he would not have been the great teacher he is. Further, to be a Brahmanishta is evident not only in the nature of the teachings, it's also evident in the way a person lives and behaves. Imagine someone who's only a scholar, a Shrotriya. There are many people who are only scholars. I remember meeting one in India. I won't attach a name, but this great, great, great scholar. And you look at him, and this is my impression, and I have no doubt he was a great man, but this is what I remember looking at him. He just looked, always a scowl on his face. You know, it's possible to be a great scholar of Vedanta and still be a really difficult person. It's possible. Pooja Swamiji could not have been more difficult, as Swami Pratyekbodhananda so nicely said. Pooja Swamiji was so loving, so compassionate, and the reason for that loving nature and that compassion, which we'll come to in just a moment, is the fact that he found such tremendous inner freedom, such inner fullness, such perfection, that it radically transformed the way he looked at the world and the way he looked at people and the way he looked at situations. A very short anecdote to illustrate that. After our 3-year course, ending in 1989, a little later, I was served as manager of Arshavidya Gurukulam. And as manager, I had the great privilege of working very closely with Pooja Swamiji over those years. And I had the opportunity to witness how he responded to big problems. Back in those days, this is the early 1990s, back in those days, our main problem at the Salisbury Ashram was financial. There was no money. The ashram had already been built up. The 3-year course had come to an end. The momentum sagged, as it were. There was a loss of momentum at the end of the 3-year course. So the ashram was going along. There was no money. And as manager, several times it was my responsibility to go and tell him, Swamiji, we have no money. We have no money to pay the bills. His response each time was the same. What is that? So here I am, the manager, and I am, again, in American English, I'm freaking out. Swamiji, there's no money. How are we going to pay the bills? What are we going to do? What was his response? Why are you worrying? Why are you worrying? Don't you understand what I've been teaching you all these years? Apparently I hadn't. He says, don't you understand what I've been teaching you all these years? This is Ishwara's order. This is how it works. There are times when there's not enough money coming in, but he assured me, you can be certain that the money will come. You need not worry, the money will come. And he was invariably correct. The money did come. And in fact, the money has continued to come to the extent that now Arshavidya has been built up to such a great extent because of that generosity. I did not have the breadth of vision back in those days to see it. He saw it. He had no concern about financial problems. Just one more anecdote. I shared this recently, but I'd like to share it again because somehow it captures the depth of his nature as Brahmanishtha, as established in his truth. Some of you have heard me say this story before. His dear friend, Sri Maharajapuram Santanam, the great South Indian singer. Dear friend, very close friend of Pooja Swamiji, had died in a tragic automobile accident. Pooja Swamiji was getting ready to teach a class at Arshavidya. Moments before, he received this terrible news on the telephone. He was standing outside the lecture hall, drinking some coffee, and we were talking. He was reflecting on what a dear friend Santanam was, how much you could see the pain and loss written on Pooja Swamiji's face. A Mahatma is not someone who's emotionless, after all. Someone who's emotionless is not a human being. Pooja Swamiji felt that pain. Drishta Dukha. Swami Pratyekbodhananda Ji so nicely said, the enlightened person experiences the ups and downs in life, but very differently. Here's what will illustrate how different it is for Pooja Swamiji to experience that tremendous pain, having just heard about the loss of his dear friend moments before, being told on the phone that he perished in a terrible automobile accident. Pooja Swamiji felt that pain. He put down his cup of coffee. He walked into the lecture hall and taught a brilliant class. And after the class, there was not a trace of sadness written on his face. He experienced that pain and loss. It was experienced and it went away. Drishta Dukha. This is the hallmark of a Mahatma, of one who is Brahmanishtha, of one who has fully assimilated these teachings, to be able to experience these terrible pains in life and to respond compassionately and empathetically, but to remain utterly untouched. Untouched means what? Satchidananda Atma, the true self, consciousness remains untouched as that pain comes and goes. So second, first, Shrotriya, the one who wields the scriptures with unparalleled skill. Second, Brahmanishtha, deeply established in that truth of what the rishis taught. What the rishis discovered to be established in that truth, certainly that was true of Pooja Swamiji. The third of the four qualities, as again Swami Prachikbodhananda ji so nicely said, dayalu. Daya means compassion. Compassion, as you all knew him. Compassion was not merely his name. You saw it in him, in everything he said and did. He was so caring of individuals. When you see him teaching a class, you don't see that part of him. That part of him, that compassionate part of him, is something that came out on a one-to-one basis. He was not merely a teacher of how many? How many thousands and thousands and thousands of students in India, in this country, and around the world. He was not merely a teacher of thousands. He was a personal mentor. And I'm using that word very deliberately. He was a personal mentor to countless thousands of people. Thousands, not hundreds. Thousands. I remember traveling with Pujo Swamiji, both in this country and in India. Whenever he would arrive in a new city, he would stay either in somebody's home or in a hotel. And then immediately there would be a queue of people formed outside of his room, a line of people, sometimes dozens of people long, queued up, waiting to see Pujo Swamiji, who hadn't been in that city for a number of years, and he would patiently meet with every single individual, and not just meet with them. He had this uncanny ability to remember the person's name. Thousands of people. He would remember the person's name. He would remember what they talked about when they met 5 years ago. How he could do this, I have no idea. Just some extraordinary capacity. And he would patiently respond to whatever that person needed at that time. He did so with who knows how many thousands of people around the world. He was not only a great teacher, he was a personal mentor to so many. And that's where his compassion, in my opinion, where his compassion is most apparent, in how he would sit, and many of you had that opportunity to meet with him, and he would take so much interest in what you were dealing with, what you were going through, and he would share his wisdom in ways which were helpful beyond words. This is his great compassion. Dayalu means a compassionate one. Dayananda. What else, as Swamiji said, what else could be his name? So, Shrotriya, Brahmanishta, Dayalu. There are many who are Shrotriyas, great scholars, but lack the other qualities. There are some who are Shrotriya and Brahmanishta, as a parent in the classroom, but who won't meet with you personally, who are not so generous with their personal time as Pujo Swamiji. He was all three of these. Shrotriya, skilled in the scriptures, Brahmanishta, established in his truth, Dayalu, compassion beyond measure. And yet there's something more. You wonder, what more could there be? That is about as complete a description of a great teacher as anyone could imagine, and yet there is something more. And what is more is what is still with us today, and that is his legacy. Let's take a few minutes at the end to reflect on his legacy, what he's left behind, what he has given all of us, and which we are going to cherish for the rest of our lives, his legacy. In addition to these three, his legacy counts prominently as a fourth. What is his legacy? Well, as we saw in that video, he has taught 7 long-term residential Vedanta courses. 2 in Mumbai in the 1970s, when Swami Prajnabodhananda was coming as a young student. 2 of them in this country in the 1980s, in California in the early 80s, in Salzburg in the late 80s, and then 3 in his Coimbatore ashram starting in the 1990s. In these courses, in each of these 3 courses, he has taken a group of students, including Swami Prajnabodhananda, including Brahmacharya Surya, including myself. He's taken a group of students. Swamiji said very nicely, he's molded us. He's molded us. How? Not merely by instilling teachings in us, but when having the privilege of living with him for 3 years, you assimilate more than the teachings. You assimilate the person. His way of thinking, his way of being, his worldview, it goes in. This is true for hundreds of close disciples, many hundreds of close disciples, of which approximately 250 were initiated by Pujya Swamiji into sannyasa. So what you're seeing before you here, so this, you know, we think of Pujya Swamiji's legacy, what's sitting in this chair, if we consider his legacy in terms of the sannyasi disciples who are teaching, what's sitting in this chair is 1/250th of his legacy, of that particular legacy. Tiny. How much more? And it's wonderful to observe that of those 250 initiated disciples, perhaps half of them are female. What a powerful statement in this modern age that there is no distinction to be made in the capacity of men and women. So these male and female disciples of Pujya Swamiji are teaching around the world. This is a part of his legacy, and there's more. Perhaps, and these will be, we'll wrap up our program with these final observations now. His greatest legacy. I said, before I come to his greatest legacy, I must mention his AIM for Seva movement, which is active in almost every corner of India, providing service to those who need it most, working in tribal areas, especially providing that care. His work with these, creating this Acharya Sabha, bringing together great spiritual leaders across India to form an apex body to serve as an advisor to governments, both in India and around the world. This is all part of his legacy. But in my concluding comments, what is his greatest legacy? His greatest legacy is what each and every one of us in this room, what we carry with us in our minds and hearts. And what that means is we have all been personally blessed by his teachings, by his upadesha, by his spiritual instruction. Every one of us have listened to him. Some have listened more, some have listened less. But even to listen once, to receive some of his clarity, the breadth of his vision, the depth of his knowledge, to receive that, it goes in and it transforms who we are. In the short run, it transforms us a little. In the long run, it can transform us totally. to enjoy life with a sense of completeness and freedom and fullness, to enjoy life with a sense of fullness in such a way that instead of being a burden to others, we become a blessing to others. So we could say then that Pujya Swamiji's greatest legacy is what he has given each and every one of us. He has given us these teachings of immeasurable importance, these teachings which do, in fact, change us and allow us to live a life of growth. He has given meaning and purpose to our lives by imparting these teachings to us. And that legacy lives on because we're still here. We've lost our great guru, but we're still here. We embody to a greater or lesser extent whatever he's taught, and each and every one of us, and this is an important comment, not only these 250 initiated disciples, but all of us here, we have all been blessed by his teachings, and we all have the ability to share what we have understood with others. And one thing, one observation I'd like to make before we wrap up is he has always encouraged all of his students to share what they have learned with others. All of his students means all of everyone sitting in this room, not just the ones wearing orange bed sheets. You are all his students. He has always encouraged his students to share what they have learned with others. Some of you think, well, I don't know anything. I've just listened a little bit. I haven't studied Sanskrit. I haven't studied all the Shastra and such. What can I share? If you were to ask him, he would tell you very simply. He'd say, whatever you've understood, you share that. Whatever you don't understand, you need not share that. Don't share your confusion. A lovely joke. He's in mixing Sanskrit and English. He said, if you're confused about something, don't share that. In his exact words, swayam confused paran confusayati. In Sanskrit, it means swayam confused. If one is himself or herself confused, paran, others, confusayati. He turned it into a causal verb. If you are confused, you cause others to be confused. But you're not confused. You may not understand everything. That's okay. You have understood so much. What you've understood is a tremendous blessing. A blessing not just for you. A blessing for others as well. And a blessing for others, maybe you won't teach in a formal or even an informal way. You could. But whether or not you do, it's inconsequential because what you have understood has already transformed you to some extent. And to the extent you have been transformed, to that extent, you become a blessing for so many others. In this way, Pujya Swamiji's legacy already extends beyond all of his students. All of his students are part of his legacy. All of his students includes all of you. All of his students are part of his legacy. But already his legacy extends beyond his students. Why? All of us who have heard him have been blessed with growth and vision, and with that spiritual growth and breadth of vision to the extent that we have, we will express that to others. It'll become a blessing for others. In this way, truly, Pujya Swamiji's legacy lives on. He's with us now in the most important way possible. He's with us in our minds, in our hearts. He's with us in the form of these teachings which we've imbibed. And in this way, he's with us, and his legacy will continue to live on for generations and generations and generations. Thank you. Go on. All right. Our program has gone on a little longer than usual, so we're going to wrap it up fairly quickly here. Some brief announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, we have our program for teenagers is resuming. It's been on hiatus over the summer months. If you have teens or if you know of a family who has teenagers, it's a great program. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock, a teen program. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, our mindful meditation session led by Vasanti will continue. I'll come at 6:15 for satsang tomorrow. Of course, on Tuesday, we have our Vedanta class. We're studying Panchadashi. Please come and join us. On Wednesday, our intermediate Sanskrit class will resume. If you already know some Sandhi and Vibhakti, you have enough Sanskrit to come and join us in the intermediate Sanskrit class. This coming Friday, let me announce that we have a Gita chanting group who is meeting in different people's homes. They meet once a month. It's led by Vasanti, and it goes from home to home in each month. They chant the Bhagavad Gita. If you'd like, it'll be meeting this coming Friday at 6 to 7 p.m. If you'd like to join, you can see Subhash. Bala Subhash is here. Would you stand up, please, just so everyone can know who you are? If you'd like to join either this Friday or at any future time, you can meet Subhash, and she'll give you the information you need. Next Saturday, we'll continue with our Bhagavad Gita class. Since this keyboard thing is not working well, and since our program has gone on a little bit long, instead of our usual arati, I think we'll conclude briefly with our prayers. After our brief prayers, I'd invite all of you to come to the altar. There are flowers there. You can offer a flower at the beautiful altar with a beautiful picture of Pooja Swamiji, keeping him in our hearts and minds. Okay, we'll conclude with our brief prayers. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kashchid dukha bhag bhavet, asato ma satgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrityorma amritangamaya. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Om tat sat.